Restoring My Soul, Friday the 12th of May, Members of the Body of Christ. Through baptism, the Holy Spirit enables us to empty our newborn identity into Christ so that we can reveal Him by joining His offering and by participating in Yahweh Elohim's agape meal. As the Apostle Paul said, "For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit, that is, Yahweh Elohim's identity, life and fellowship. For in fact, the body is not one member, but many." In his letter to the Colossians, Paul further taught that when we were baptized into Christ, our newborn identity was hidden with Christ in God, and Christ became our life. This was true for the disciples. They were born again and joined to Christ's baptism as he breathed on them. However, their names remained hidden in the Father, and they were made members of Christ's body. Their preoccupation was to reveal Christ as members of his body. This must be our preoccupation as well. Our confession as a son who has been baptized into Christ is, "I have been crucified with Christ through baptism. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." When we are hidden with Christ in God, we are in possession of our name as a son of God. Importantly, our calling, which belongs to our name, is to reveal Christ. We reveal him by doing the works of our sonship as a member of the body of Christ. Notably, we are not endeavouring to find or to know ourselves through these works. As we do these works, Christ is being revealed. The references used in today's devotions are 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 to 14, Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 to 3, and Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. For further study, Romans chapter 12.